They just dump it in a spot. Yeah, just leave it. I mean, but the deal with the nuclear waste is places like the Northern Territory sort of vying to see if they can get the first nuclear waste repository, because they're going to get a huge amount of money for simply sticking it somewhere in the desert. Yeah. So now classifying waste, and all of this sort of stuff that we're going through now is very typical stuff for the test. So all of these classification things, yep. So we're classifying now our hazardous substance. So it could be a flammable liquid, such as petrol. A flammable solid, such as magnesium. So if you've seen magnesium ribbon burn, that's a nice example of a flammable solid. Ammonium nitrate then is a classic cheap explosive ingredient for terrorists. They take ammonium nitrate as an oxidant. They take a flammable liquid like petrol or diesel as the compound then that is going to be reduced, and they combine the two together to make a bomb. If you want to buy a bomb though, then TNT. What does TNT stand for? Trinitrotoluene. That then is a compound that has got the ability to act as an explosive as a one component compound. Hydrochloric acid, sulfuric acid, corrosive. DDT, so what does DDT stand for? Yeah, good. Yeah, okay. And then 239 PU, what was that? Plutonium, yeah. Why do we form plutonium in the fission process? Yeah, what does? Yeah, how do we form that plutonium though? Why do we end up? Yeah, which uranium? 238, remember? Yeah. Remember the bulk uranium? Okay, the non-fissile one is U-238. So they enrich the uranium in those rods. Okay, so there's more U-235, which is the fissionable one. But you've still got heaps of U-238 there. And those fast neutrons, then when they collide with a U-238, they turn into plutonium. So that's why you increase the concentration of plutonium with time in that fuel rod. And that's why there's such a lot of it left on the globe, because there's so much of the nuclear power industry producing this stuff. And nobody knows quite what to do with it. Highly toxic, highly radioactive. Sell it to some poor country, yeah. It's got this really good ton of plutonium. What do you want to do with it? Yeah, Iran would like to buy it for a very good price. Okay, next way of classifying hazardous waste, the characteristics of the hazardous substance. So this is the kind of hazardous substance. This is now its characteristic. So for petrol, its characteristic is ignitability. For TNT, it's high reactivity. HCl, corrosivity. DDT is toxicity. And obviously for the radioactives, it's radioactivity. Now the toxic chemicals are listed in a national pollutant inventory, which is online. At the moment, Australia has a pretty small listing of toxic chemicals in there. The US have got a much larger database, but it's the same basic concept. If you want to classify these things, you can first work with the characteristic kind of substance you're looking at, then your characteristics of that subject, and then finally your repository splits them